Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear the tea today. It is time for Tea Time with Savannah. Start spilling it.
All right, Courtney, buckle up because we're starting off with a little GMA drama. Apparently, Amy Robach has been totally blindsided by the most recent allegations facing her counterpart, TJ Holmes. They're currently suspended from their roles on Good Morning America after their whole cheating scandal expose. But now there's claims that Holmes had a sexual relationship with a 24-year-old in his office. An insider says that Amy had no idea about the entire situation and didn't know that it would affect anybody outside of her own marriage. But there's no word yet on whether this will affect their relationship, and no decision has been made about their internal investigation that's going on right now with ABC. And Hailey Bieber is debuting a brand new do. Hailey took to TikTok, naturally, to debut her new blunt bob. It is so cute. She captioned the video, "Oops," and she has been known for her long, silky locks. So this is a big change, but let me tell you, she is rocking it. You can see the TikTok right now on my blog. And finally, fans are calling the relationship between Selena Gomez and Chainsmokers' Drew Taggart fake. Dumois, the infamous yet iconic celebrity gossip page, reports that fans are questioning how there are only two photos of this, like, mad famous couple. There are also rumors that Selena herself called the paparazzi to be sure that they would catch the couple leaving their little dinner date in New York City. Dumois also received photos of Drew out with an unidentified girl with dirty blonde hair who was not Selena just 1 week prior. So what do you think? True love or a failed publicity stunt? For more on all of these stories, log on to kiss957.com, keyword Savannah. And until next time, the best tea is the kind you can't sip.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. All right, it is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Now, when it comes to relationships, I believe I am the perfect man for any woman. What?
Sorry. That's the funniest thing I've heard in 2023.
Well, no. I actually believe I'm the perfect man for any woman out there.
Okay.
And if it's time to ditch your man, here are a few signs that it may be time to ditch your man. They don't listen when you talk. I'm always listening because my wife is always yelling at me, so I can definitely hear what she's saying.
Okay.
Some other signs, it's time to get rid of your man. They don't care if you date other people. So this...
That's true.
Here's the thing. Like, if a woman says to you, a guy, like, "Hey, I'm just going to go out and start meeting new people," and your guy doesn't say, no, "Hold on, we're in a relationship," it's time to ditch that guy.
All right.
Wasn't that like the whole point of being in a relationship?
No, because sometimes guys don't listen, and you know what? Hey, maybe one night you want to have fun with the wolf pack, you know?
It happened. Yeah, see, he's directing it to me because that did happen to me, Savannah, at one point. I was dating a guy, and he wasn't showing me any attention or taking me on dates. And I said, "You know, I think maybe I should date other people." And he said, "Yeah, perfect."
Good for you, Courtney.
And then he got married like 2 months later to some other chick. But go ahead.
Yeah, but anyways, moving on. We're past that, Courtney.
Yeah, thanks for bringing it up.
And finally, the last sign that it's time to ditch your man, they're never available. So if you call him and he doesn't answer, or you text him 25 TikTok videos a day and he doesn't respond to any of them, it's time to ditch your man, Barb.
All right. Well, listen, here's what we're going to do. If you would like to date the wolf pack, we're going to send you to the wolf pack. Trust me, came in handy years ago for me. All you need to do is be caller 10. You've got 4 tickets to Saturday's Wolfpack game. Let's do it. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, Thursday morning with Savannah and Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. Time for the Hollywood Report. Kim Kardashian has been granted another restraining order against another creepy stalker who's shown up at her house multiple times and claimed she's his wife. The stalker also mailed her several items like a diamond ring and keys to a hotel room. Chrissy Teigen, I know, not bad. Take the ring. Can she keep those things? Like, keep the ring? I don't know.
I would.
Chrissy Teigen showing off her new baby girl, posing the cutest photo of little Esty Maxine, who she welcomed with her husband John Legend earlier this month. It's a close-up of little Esty's face snuggled up against a great blanket, and she's peacefully, like, sleeping on Chrissy's chest. It's the most adorable photo, and the baby, I mean, it's Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. The baby's beautiful.
Now, when you say chest, Courtney,
oh, God.
No, you don't see her breasts, Jeff.
Okay.
You don't. but you know what? You can look for yourself if you want. The photo's on our blog. And finally, in her new podcast, Savannah Chrisley says her life is falling apart after her parents reported to prison last week on charges of bank fraud, wire fraud, and tax evasion.
Week was extremely, extremely difficult. And we kind of had to say goodbye to my parents for somewhat, you know, for a little bit of time for the foreseeable future. And that was really, really, really tough.
And, you know, they've got a young daughter named Chloe. I wonder if Savannah or Savannah's older sister probably taking care of her. You can listen to the whole podcast right now and more in these stories. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss957, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is time for good news, which we do every Thursday at this time. And if you've got good news, call us. 860-247-9570. Valentine's Day really is, if you think about it, right around the corner. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, a little more than 2 weeks. The Branches Candy Company teaming up with Friends, for all you Friends fans, to come out with a Valentine's Day limited edition version of those conversation hearts. Each little candy heart will have like one of 26 different phrases that the Friends used to use on the show Friends, like, how you doing? That's on there. How hysterical is that? They're now available in stores. Right now you can pick them up. So look for them. The Friends Conversation Hearts. I might get you guys each a bag. What do you think, Walmart?
You can skip me. I never watched the show Friends.
What?
It was a horrible show.
How?
What?
I'm a guy.
I'm with you.
So?
Okay. Whatever. Savannah, I'm going to get you a bag of Conversation Hearts that have Friends slogans on them, okay?
Thank you. That is my
good news. What is your good news?
So there's a new study that just came out saying that Americans only get about 6 hours of sleep every night and that they only feel well-rested about 3 out of 5 mornings during the week. So I've got some tips on how you can rest more peacefully. One of them is having warm drinks before bed. Another, taking naps to catch up. Yeah.
Like warm whiskey or what warm are you talking?
Well, hold on. So apparently having a glass of wine before bed is also one of the tips.
Okay.
And then also just adding in new vitamins and minerals into your daily routine.
I love that. Do you do any of those, Savannah, before bed?
Sometimes if I've had a really stressful day, there are multiple glasses of wine before bed.
All right. One more, Jeff. What's your good news?
My good news is for a 21-year-old guy out of Maryland. His grandmother, he just had a birthday, and his grandmother bought him a scratch ticket. Now, this guy is 21 years old. He's never played the lotto before. He's been able to do it for 3 years, just never done it. Wow. Grandma buys him a scratch ticket. He wins $50,000 on it.
Ooh. What did he share it with her?
The winner is actually planning on sharing the prize money with the family. So this guy has no idea what the lotto like is or what to do when you win. Because if you win that much money, you keep it for yourself.
Oh, Jeff.
What?
See, Savannah, that's why we don't gamble with him anymore, right?
Exactly. Sorry. Every time.
We never won. Every time I would buy tickets, we would always lose.
Okay, exactly why we don't play with you as well, Savannah, and I don't give you our money.
Good point.
If you've got good news, share it with us. We'd love to hear your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, Thursday morning. Savannah, Walmart, Jeff, hanging out with you. It is just about time for Second Date Update, which we do every Thursday at this time. You go on a first date, you make like a connection, you want to see them again, but you get ghosted, you have no idea why. Call us, because Savannah and I are really kind and nice. And we try to make a love match, don't we, Savannah?
Always. You know, it's all about bringing the people together.
What, Walmart?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like I'm the only one in the room that actually gives out real advice. Like, you guys, like, sugarcoat things to make the girl feel good. I tell it like it is.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes down. Poor Paul is standing by, Walmart. Jeff in West Hartford. Went on a first date. He's getting ghosted. He wants to know why. We're going to call his date and find out why. Second Date Update coming up next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning. Walmart, Jeff, and Savannah getting ready for Second Date Update, trying to make that love connection so these two can go on a second date. Second Date Update, you go on a first date, you have a great time, you want to see that person again, but you get ghosted, you call us, And we actually get the answers for you. So I'm ready to find out what the heck's going on. We got Paul standing by in West Hartford to tell us about a great first date. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Woo, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Date Update.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so the producer says you went on a great date with a girl named Annie. You'll have to tell us. Tell me all about this date with Annie.
Yeah, it was actually probably one of the best first dates I've ever been on. So we went axe throwing, which I thought was like something cool and different to do. And it seemed like she had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. Like, it was just a super great night. And yeah, I was really into her. She's super pretty and funny. And yeah, so I've been trying to set up a second date and I'm not hearing from her.
Okay, so you're totally getting ghosted. You went axe throwing, which is kind of fun. Like, that's, you know. And then you went out to dinner or something. And how was the conversation throughout the
conversation
night?
Was awesome. Like, we got along, like, so good. And, like, I think going out and doing something like axe throwing made it a little easier, too. Like, that way we weren't just kind of sitting across there, from each other kind of awkwardly. So, like, we were able to kind of have fun and be ourselves. And, yeah, I don't know. It was just so awesome that it was just, I don't know. I'm like befuddled that I didn't hear back, honestly.
Hey, Paul, this is what I like to call a women's hibernation period. And basically what that means is that a woman will go out with a guy, grab dinner and drinks or whatever, go axe throwing, and then they'll go back to their little hibernation palace for 2 or 3 weeks until they need another meal or more drinks.
Oh, my God. Okay. No, Jeff. Please. No,
that's not right.
Okay. Question for you, Paul. When you went axe throwing, were you like over the top? Like, yeah, I got this. I'm winning. Like, were you like that guy?
No, I mean, I can be kind of competitive, but not as competitive as she was. So I don't think that's it.
Yeah. You don't want to be aggressive when you're axe throwing. That's for sure.
No.
All right. So this is what we'll do, Paul. We're going to have you on hold and we're going to call up Annie and I'm going to ask her just to be honest and tell us why she's not returning your call. Why you're getting ghosted. Are you ready to find out why?
Yep, that's why I'm here.
All right, hang tight, Paul. We're going to call her right now. Oh, my God. He sounds so Savannah, right? Doesn't he sound great?
I know, so nice. Like, I don't get why he's getting ghosted. That's crazy.
I don't know.
You women want free meals.
Jeff, stop with the whole, oh, we're hibernating, not shaving our legs, and not leaving the house stuff. I'm done with that.
Hello?
Oh, wait, that's just me. Hi, is Annie there?
Hey, this is she.
Okay. Hey, Annie, it is Courtney.
Hey, Annie, it's Walmart Jeff.
Hey, it's Savannah.
And you're on the radio on Kiss 95.7. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. I know we're catching you off guard and it's early and all, but Annie, you're on Second Date Update. It's a feature we do. If you go on a first date and you have a great time, but then you get ghosted, you call us and find out why. And so, Annie, this morning you're on Second Date Update.
Oh, okay.
All right, so here's the deal. Paul called us. I'm going to be honest. Sounds like a stellar guy, like a solid guy. He called us. He told us that he took you out. You guys went axe throwing and you went to dinner. And he said it was the best first date he's ever had, that you were fun and funny and great conversation. Yeah, he's reached out to you and you're ghosting him. Yeah, we need your side of the story, Annie. How was the date for you?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's such a bummer. He's so sweet. I had a really, really good time, too. Like, he's...
Okay.
Yeah, it was really, really fun.
So what's the deal? Why haven't you got back to the guy? Let's go.
Okay, so after axe throwing and before we went to dinner, we swung by my house so I could let my dog out. When I did... he just kind of, he being my dog, just kind of lost his mind. He just started barking and growling and just got, like, really, really upset by Paul. Like, my dog, he is the cutest, he's the sweetest little thing. He's a schnoodle, his name's Bob, and he's my baby, and he doesn't get mad at anybody. He's a cuddle bug, he loves everybody. I've barely even heard him bark ever.
Hold on, Annie. You have a schnoodle, which I think is like a poodle schnauzer? A schnoodle?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you say his name is Bob?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. All right. So let me just break this down for a sec. So you went axe throwing and had a great time. Before dinner, you suggested swinging by the house to let Bob out because Bob had to do his business. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're telling me that Bob, the dog, didn't like Paul for some reason, and that's not like your dog.
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. So you're telling me, Andy, because Bob didn't like Paul, you're ghosting Paul.
Well, yeah. I mean, I trust Bob. And if Bob's like not liking someone and Bob tackles her up, then mine kind of are too. And I'm sorry, but Bob's my baby. If he doesn't like somebody, then, you know, if they're not going to get along.
You know what, Annie? I'm with you. Animals are good judges of character. Sometimes they see things that we don't.
I will say, and I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, my dog Jackson has never growled at anybody. And I think if he growled at somebody, that would be a red flag for me too, I guess. I don't know. All right. So listen, Paul's on the line. I'm bringing him on. Paul, do you hear what Annie's saying?
Yeah, I heard what she said. I can totally work with this. I mean, I understand Bob, and I definitely wish Bob would have... I wish I would have had a better time meeting Bob for the first time. Is that like I did with Annie? But
all right. Is there something we can do? Listen, here's the thing. You know, it could have been anything, Annie. Maybe you just surprised Bob when you got home and he was like, whoa, wait. Or maybe you haven't had a man in the house for a while. I don't know. Is there any way, Annie, you would give Paul a second chance? Maybe, Paul, you could show up before you go on a second date, bring Bob like toys and treats and see if you guys can make some sort of connection.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I don't know. Maybe I had like a weird smell on me or something that day. I don't know that he didn't like. But yeah, I think that's a good idea. Maybe if me and Bob have a better second date, then maybe Annie and I could have a second date.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Jeff, because you don't understand, these fur babies are our babies. Annie, are you willing to give Paul? How about doing this during the daylight hours? You're walking Bob out front. Paul shows up and he's got a bag full of bones in his pocket and they make nice. What do you think, Annie?
Yeah, I'm willing to try it. Maybe it was a weird fluke thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what you're going to do. I'm going to tell you guys what you're going to do. You're going to, Paul, make arrangements with Annie to meet Bob again. You're going to bring him some toys and treats. And if all goes well, then you're going to call me and I'm going to pick up the tab for a second date. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome to me.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Thursday morning. Savannah, Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So I don't know if you guys noticed this. I have. It seems like everywhere you go, whether it's like any like food place, like when you pay with your card, it always asks, do you want to leave a tip? And it gives you like the percentage and stuff like that.
Yeah. Last time I got takeout, I went and picked up my own food and it was like, are you going to fill out the tip line? I'm like, no, do we have to tip when we get takeout? But I tipped because I like to tip, but seriously. Okay.
All right. Well, here's the deal. You shouldn't feel pressured into leaving a tip. This is coming from experts. They're saying now in 2023, if you don't feel like leaving a tip, you shouldn't have to. But if you frequent that place on the reg.
Yes, yes.
They're going to know, hey, Courtney's not a tipper, so we're not going to give her the service she should get.
Right. I agree. And you know, if you really like your hairdresser, tip your hairdresser too, because you don't want to go there, not tip her, and then have her or he do something messed up with your do.
You know how many supercuts I've been to in the greater Hartford area because I refuse to leave a tip when I get my hair cut?
That's funny.
This explains so much about the hat situation every day, Walmart Jeff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It really, hey, listen, if you're a big tipper, we've got money for you. You can tip with $1,000 or pay your bills. Your chance to win $1,000. It is coming up this morning, 9:10 on Kiss 95.7.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.